This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have got a very special guest on the phone. She, of course, was the latest evictee from MasterChef just last night. The gorgeous Cleo is now on the phone. Welcome, Cleo, to Joy 94.9.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, honey?
I'm really good, thank you.
Fantastic.
But, you know, I'm good.
I know. I was watching it last night and I just felt for you because, I mean, you're so much loved in the house and all the contestants love you and you're booted out. I mean, what's going on?
I know. Look, it was the right decision. I didn't follow those instructions, you know, and I was really anxious. It was my first elimination in the competition, you know, since the top 50. And so I was extra nervous and, you know, the elements I knew like the back of my hand. And, you know, I obviously heard them, but I didn't interpret them correctly. And, you know, for me, I thought the process was finished when I actually had it cooking. And, you know, I just did it all wrong and I made that mistake and it cost me, you know, my place in the competition.
What people don't realise is that the pressure that you're under on the show is immense. And
oh, it's huge and it does affect your judgement and the way you comprehend things and, you know, depending on how you feel on the day, you know, that all, you know, comes into play when you're under pressure, under a time, you know, under a sort of a clock and, you know, I was extremely anxious and unfortunately I should have asked some questions and I didn't just to, you know, clarify the instructions and I didn't do it. So, you know, really disappointed in myself and I feel like I've actually let myself down.
When they're filming, so I know that the judges do walk around and sort of help you and ask you questions.
Yeah.
Did they not sort of realise earlier on that you were doing something wrong?
Like, look, they did, and they actually said it to me, and yeah. I thought, I didn't get it, so I proceeded to, you know, it was almost like I was in this void or, you know, I was in this cooking zone, and I thought, yeah, but they said it to me, and I thought, yeah, but I finished it. It's cooking, it's finished, like, because the sponge was in the oven cooking, you know, you were allowed to do that. So I thought, well, that's on the stove cooking, and, you know, I thought, well, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. So and because the time's going by, you're just constantly just trying to finish. And, again, I was in that cooking zone, you know, I multitasked, you know, and I guess the decision was the right decision in an elimination challenge.
You get a bit frazzled and you don't know what's going on and you're sort of under pressure and you think, oh my God, I've got to get what's on the plate. And
Yeah, I was totally frazzled, but I think really anxious. And, you know, when you're anxious, you actually go void. And I think that's, you know, in hindsight, looking back at it, I think that's what happened. I just went absolutely void, which is so unlike me because, you know, I'm an EA. I work for a, you know, mining construction company, high-pressured role. I take instructions every day. Mind you, I multitask every day. But it's something that I just wouldn't make an error on in the normal, you know, world. But, you know, under those conditions, you're not in a normal environment.
So what have you learnt most from MasterChef in your time in the competition?
Oh, look, you know, it's the whole MasterChef experience was absolutely amazing. It was better than I thought it would be. You know, it was a life experience. I met amazing people and developed friendships, I think, that I'm going to have for life. And, you know, I'm grateful and privileged to, you know, being able to participate on the show. You know, I'm disappointed that I'm off. I know I could have got a lot further in the competition, but, you know, we all forget that it is a cooking competition and, we're all there to cook, but you do forget that it is a cooking competition. And unfortunately, with a competition comes rules and, you know, I just didn't get it that day, so here I am.
So what was your favourite dish that you cooked on the show?
Look, I didn't get an opportunity to really show what I can do, so, all the dishes, I didn't actually get to choose something that I wanted to cook. We were given ingredients, so I would have loved to have been able to cook some of the things that I really, truly love to cook. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, unfortunately.
Because you come from a Greek background, don't you, doll?
And I do, yes, I do. Born in Australia, my parents were from Greece.
And your mum, of course, died of cancer a few years ago. She must be very proud of you, though.
Oh, look, you know, I so wish she was around just to even see that I was actually on the show because it was something she really wanted me to do. And, you know, just for me to do something that, you know, she knew I was passionate in cooking. And she said, you know, you never follow your dreams, just go and do it. I really want you to do this. And if it wasn't for her, I probably would never have applied, because it's not something that you think, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go on, you know, MasterChef and go on TV. You just don't consider that. And God bless her soul, you know, I wish I could have, you know, I wish she was here just to even just see it. She would have been so proud. I'm getting very emotional at the moment.
But, she's here in spirit, though, and you did so well. I mean, it's a great springboard as well to your future as well. I mean, in the industry, you can, you've got that name out there and people know who you are. So what's next for Cleo?
Oh, look, I'm hoping to, I do a little bit of catering, so I'm going to expand that a little bit. I really want to start some cooking classes, just because I love, you know, having the contact with the people. And, you know, the ultimate dream is to set up a very small provador business where, you know, it sells spices and olive oils from around the world with a cafe attached to it, and just with a very small blackboard menu. So if I can do that, I really would be achieving my dream, and that's where I'd like it to head.
Oh, that's great, Dawa. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today on Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem, and all the best for the future, okay?
Thanks so much.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.